How do you even say that?
Gautier.
Gautier?
Yeah.
Is it Gautier or Gautier or what is it? Somebody I used to know, 95.9 Bob FM. Somebody you used to know, Ione Sky. We're waiting on her to call us.
Yes.
And we'll talk to her. Been in a bunch of movies, of course, in the 80s. Ooh, I think there's a phone call coming. So hopefully we'll have her pretty quickly and be on the air as Brett C. does the talking over there. And I'm going to have to defer to him on a lot of this interview because he read the whole book, like, in one day. In fact, I didn't even know he was capable of doing that much reading an entire day. When's the last time you read that much book?
About 20 years.
Yeah, has it been that? All right,
yeah.
Let's check in. Is Ione Sky there? Hello.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Hello. I'm great. Thank you.
Very good. Where are you? What time is it over where you are at the moment?
I'm in New York City, and it's 10:16 a.m.
Oh, cool. All right. So you having a bagel or something? Are you doing something New York-y? We like to hear about that.
Yeah, well, because I live in Sydney now, so I had a slice of real New York pizza. I had a bagel, because weirdly you cannot get a... They're starting now, but you can't really get a good bagel. Just starting now, and when I go to L.A., I eat Mexican food. So yeah, I try to do things that you can only do in the city. But yeah, New York's been fantastic.
Yeah, it's always a fun place to go. You have a book out, Say Everything, and I have to defer a little bit to my co-host, Brett, here, because he read the whole thing and was really just filling me in on the excerpts, but there were a couple of points in there where I kind of blushed when I heard some of these.
Yeah. I was scared, but also, you know, I just don't want to give people some fun stuff to read, but yeah, I know I seem like I am an open book, but I just didn't want to write anything that sounded too cheesy or too
pleasy. Yeah.
So I wanted it to be the right tone.
But you wanted to kind of give people an idea, and because I think we hear things all the time, and you know, there's stories and the rumor mill and all that kind of thing, but you never know how much of that Hollywood lifestyle, what that was like, especially, I mean, when you were making some of these movies, like how old were you when you made Say Anything?
I was 16, 17.
Okay. All right. And what is that even like for somebody that age to be on a movie set and going through all that kind of thing? I mean, you know, as you're right there in the middle of your teenage years, what is that experience like?
Well, yeah, I had all the insecurities of a teenager and all the kind of, you know, just I'm sure the PAs who have to look out for you and make sure you're on the scene at the right time were kind of like, wait, where are these kids? Like, we, you know, you don't really, like, one day me and Eric Stoltz jumped in a swimming pool because we were filming in a neighborhood and it was a hot day. And they were like, what? Now you have to go back to makeup and what have you done? But mainly it was a nice experience. I literally thought when I got on the set of River's Edge, my first movie, someone would offer me cocaine because I'd heard sets were dangerous. And I don't know. I just had good experiences. Even the directors respected the kids. I don't know why I lucked out in that way, but Say Anything was a particularly warm and lovely group of people.
Oh, and a really good cast. I mean, a lot of folks that ended up being, you know, that we ended up knowing. I mean, I feel like I know you just from seeing that. I mean, you'll turn on TBS every now and then still and see that movie on. So it's one of those that has endured for sure.
Yeah, it's a unique film. It really is. It's got a vibe to it that people like. It's really good.
Yeah, Brett, you have a question for her that from reading that, but he's read the whole thing, and I tell you what, he's not that much of a reader, and he read the whole darn thing, so you should be...
Listen, my friend who's dyslexic was like, I haven't read a book in 5 years. I couldn't put it down. So, this is a good book for people who don't like reading anymore.
And I tell you what, Ione, I read it in about a day and a half, so... Which is, I haven't read a book since I was forced to in like college or high school. So you ought to feel pretty privileged about that. But one theme in the book that I really enjoyed that happened a lot was the relationship between you and your brother. You guys always seemed to pick each other up when you were down, whether it was kids, teenagers, adults. Like when you were feeling down, he would take you to a party, or if he was feeling down, you would pick him up and say, let's go do something. Just talk about the relationship with your brother, Dono.
Well, I think one thing that worked in our favor was we're three and a half years apart. And apparently that's a great distance of sibling age for some reason. not too close that you're competitive and not so far away that it takes being grown up to become friends. So, and he just thankfully was a sweet older brother. Like he wasn't the kind of brother I could say, hey, my big brother's going to beat you up after school. If, you know, he wasn't a tough guy like that, but he's always trying to be helpful. And he's just, he does that with everyone. And so he really sort of helped start my career, restart it. But yeah, on a personal level, a lot of just kindness between us and care. And yeah, that's been really great.
Well, I think important too, probably in your career as you're coming along, and especially as you're younger, that can be a scary thing to kind of try to navigate your way through that kind of life on the set. And even, you know, as you're writing a book later on, all that, you need a confidant. You need somebody that can help you, right?
Oh, yeah. And he knew, he just had a business mind as a kid, and he kind of understood the industry. I was more like, you know, wide-eyed and like ethereal and just sort of like, la, 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 like hippie-ish or something. So I would say, who's that? Like, we'd be at a Hollywood party. He would know everybody already. He just was like, he's still like that. So he was really good to even ask, like, do you think this is a good project? And he's like, oh, yeah, those people are great or whatever, you know. So he knows everybody, you know. Oh, I know your brother Donovan. He's just one of those guys. So that's really helpful.
And Ione, one thing I thought was really cool toward the end of the book, you talk about when you're finishing up, you talk about your daughters and whether you want them to read this book or not. And you kind of went back and forth when you wrote it in the book. Have you had any thoughts about that? Do you want them to read it?
Well, luckily my 15-year-old does not love reading, and she does not want to read this just because she just doesn't like reading. So I'm like, phew, because I wouldn't mind her waiting a little bit. And my 22-year-old, she, you know, there's still stuff in there, even though we have a very open, you know, we communicate. Yeah, there's stuff I'm not, you know, I'm a little nervous about, because also just stuff that would be painful for her, you know, to know that when times were hard, because she, you know, she doesn't want to think of me having a hard time. But, you know, with my older one, I feel like it's, we can talk about stuff if she had questions. And I'm just quite frankly relieved my younger one's like not interested.
That's Ione Skye right there. Has a book out, Say Everything, and it's a page-turner. Brett C. went right through it, and he told me about a lot of the stuff in there, and it was interesting. Are you were you part or the focus of any Red Hot Chili Pepper song that you know? Are any of those about you?
Probably. I mean, definitely about the time, you know, I think when I was with him, he was writing a lot, and so I remember some of the songs that he was writing while I was with him. But I don't think, probably if I asked him, he would say yes. But
right.
I think it was more just about the time, that period of time he was writing about.
All right, very good. Well, thanks.
It was fun being with him, even though that was a hard time. But, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I could talk forever. Yes, nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. I'm sure you have plenty to do, so. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, Ione.
I do. All right.
There she goes.
Take care.
See ya. All right. Ione Skye. And we should mention, too, I didn't set it up very well, but I asked her about the Red Hot Chili Peppers because in the book she talks about a relationship she had with Anthony Kiedis, who was the front man. And I think, like, before that, she dated Flea, right?
She was more friends with Flea. Flea introduced her to Anthony. And,
I see.
You know,
that's a wild group now. I mean, they're in their 60s and they're wild. So I couldn't imagine what they were like way back then. But,
you know, and then she married Adam Horovitz from the Beastie Boys. So she hung out with the Beastie Boys a lot.
She seems like she was attracted to the music scene.
She was.
Sure, yeah. It's a book I'm looking forward to getting through. But
had a fling with Matthew Perry for a little bit, too. She talks about that in the book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. She was on the dating scene for sure.
Yeah, I'll have to give you a...
The kids she has now, are they kids with the Beastie Boys fella? Or do you know?
No, they are with her third husband
okay.
And her fourth husband. She's been married, I believe. No, second and third husband, yeah.
All right. There you go. Ione Skye, Say Everything. And I'm assuming that's available on Amazon. I know.
Yes.
You could probably look that up pretty quickly.
Was released yesterday.
$29.99. Yep, just put it out yesterday. Simon & Schuster and Gallery Books putting that out. Back in a bit, you're 95.9. Keep it here.